On 16th of May 1966, the Communist Party of China issues a directive. The Cultural Revolution begins as a decade-long political campaign. It calls for a purge of capitalist influences and bourgeois thinking in the government, teaching, media, and arts. A huge personality cult of Mao is at the center of the revolution. While other party opponents are removed from the office, Mao's wife, Jiang Qing, and her close associates are given important posts. Mao's quotes in the Little Red Book are made compulsory reading. With themes such as correcting mistaken ideas, the quotations become the standard by which all revolutionary efforts are judged. A youth organization called the Red Guards springs up throughout the country, preaching the teachings of Mao. The Red Guards travel all over the country, smashing the old culture, destroying much of the cultural heritage. They spearhead the interrogation, humiliation, and beatings of teachers, intellectuals, and traditional enemies of the state. 16 million young people are sent to the countryside for re-education and physical labor. Tens of thousands of officials are accused of being traitors, counter-revolutionaries, and capitalist stooges. President Liu Shaoqi is expelled from the party and dies a lonely death. Marshal Lin Biao, Mao's named successor, flees the country but dies in a plane crash in Mongolia. Mao's wife Jiang Qing and her close associates form what became known as the Gang of Four. They push the leftist agenda against more moderate voices within the party. In September 1976, Mao Zedong dies. The Gang of Four are arrested, and their plot to control the country stopped, marking the end of the Cultural Revolution.